Welcome to New England Travel, Food, and Home, your podcast from Yankee Magazine. I'm Barbara Hall, and we're going to send you on the road with a scenic drive in New Hampshire's White Mountains. This 75-mile trip takes you from Lincoln to Conway, New Hampshire, and was prepared by Katrina Yeager. Here's what she found.
Hi, I'm Katrina Yeager, Associate Editor at Yankee Magazine, and I outlined this 75-mile drive-in tour from Lincoln to Conway, New Hampshire, to bring you mountains at every turn. This is one of my favorite drives in the United States. I have done it countless times, going back and forth from hiking and skiing trips in the White Mountains. What I have discovered is that this National Scenic Byway should be a destination in itself. The most dramatic way to enter the White Mountains region is to follow I-93 and Route 3 north through Franconia Notch. Then head east along Route 302 to Route 16. The 75-mile winding drive is one of sweeping views, turnoffs to dirt logging roads and hiking trails, babbling brooks, waterfalls, and covered bridges. Just north of Lincoln, the road narrows as it snakes between the majestic peaks of the Franconia and Kinsman Ridges. Cannon Mountain's rocky face drops straight down to Profile Lake, over which the Old Man of the Mountain once presided. Franconia Notch State Park offers much to explore, including the basin's glacial potholes carved by the Pemigewasset River, the granite walls dripping with moss in the flume, and the Appalachian Mountain Club's Greenleaf and Lonesome Lake high mountain huts. The Cannon Mountain Aerial Tramway is a favorite. Its 15-minute ride whisks you to within a short walk of the 4,200-foot summit, from where on a clear day you can see into Vermont, New York, Canada, and Maine. After the road skirts the Twin Mountains, Garfield Ridge, Mount Hale, and the Sugarloafs, the Grand Mount Washington Hotel, a fixture of the landscape since 1902, comes into view. Stop here, if only to walk the wraparound porch and take in the magnificent view of the namesake mountain, with the track of the Cog Railway climbing up its left shoulder. Now the road widens, edged by wildflower meadows and boggy ditches, a favorite habitat of moose, before narrowing again through Crawford Notch. As you round the deep curve just north of the Needle, marking Crawford Notch's height of land, you come to the AMC's Highland Center, which carries on the tradition of pioneering, guiding, and hospitality. New trails crisscross the property, introducing visitors to hiking basics and the concepts of ecological stewardship. Inside the center, mountaineering photos by Bradford and Barbara Washburn rival big city exhibits. As you start the descent to the Mount Washington Valley, look for rock climbers at the popular Elephant Head and Willie Slide ascents. At about the halfway point of this scenic tour, the Notchland Inn's Tudor-style roofline pokes up out of the thick green of the 778,000-acre White Mountain National Forest. Turn up the drive and discover a refined retreat in the wilds of New Hampshire. The dining room serves a 5-course meal most nights, and afterward you can relax with a book or work on a puzzle next to the Gustav Stickley fireplace. In the morning, the Davis Path beckons from across the road to take you to the mountain summits. For most of the remaining drive, the road parallels the Saco River and the Conway Scenic Railroad. In Bartlett, a side trip takes you along Bear Notch Road to several stellar viewpoints. Or continue on Route 302, looking for the slopes of the Attitash Ski Area. In the summer, a full-day value pass gives you access to activities such as the Alpine Slides and a scenic chairlift, which is another fun and easy way to see the surrounding terrain. Back on the road, a southbound scenic railroad train whistles. The first billboards in over 25 miles appear, and the number of businesses increase as the blacktop winds into Glen, North Conway, and Conway. Here there are many options for a bite to eat and shops to browse while still being able to see the mountains. End your tour by taking East Side Road through Conway's Saco River Covered Bridge before heading home. Or if you haven't gotten enough of the mountains, complete a 110-mile loop by following the Kankamagus Highway, Route 112, back to Lincoln.
If you want a little more information about the places Katrina mentions, here's a start. The Franconia Notch State Park is at exits 34A to C off I-93 in the Lincoln-Franconia area. For hours and prices of attractions like the Cannon Mountain Aerial Tramway and the Flume, call 603-745-8391 or visit the website at franconianotchstatepark.com. The Mount Washington Resort at Bretton Woods is located on Route 302 in Bretton Woods. Rates at the Grand Hotel range from $230 to $1,390, and that includes breakfast and dinner. The restaurants are open daily to hungry travelers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and you can make your plans for a visit by calling 800-314-1752 or go to mountwashington.com. That's mtwashington.com for a wealth of options and activities. Katrina also mentioned the Notchland Inn, also on Route 302, in Hart's Corner, New Hampshire. Its five-course meals range in price from $35 to $45, and rooms there range from $195 to $365. And you can find out more by calling 800-866-6131 or by going to their website, notchland.com. Katrina's drive through New Hampshire's White Mountains ends in Conway, or as she suggests, you can return to Lincoln by way of Route 112, New Hampshire's famous Kankamagus Highway, and you'll find more mountains at every turn. For a text version of this tour and a small map, visit yankeefoliage.com and click on Scenic Drives. You'll find a podcast link in each of the drives. Listen there at your computer or download to your iPod or MP3 player and take it along when you hit the road. This is Barbara Hall. Thanks for listening.